Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com, and joining you in the studio this evening, it's Ian.
And Bo.
And Michelle.
All right. So, of course, you can bring up anything you want. We're going to go to your phone calls here in a moment. Also, there's news about a particular comedian, Fred Willard, allegedly has been caught with his pants down at a sex theater, an adult movie theater in, Los Angeles. There's very similar themes here to what happened to Pee Wee Herman, Paul Rubens, a number of years ago. Gosh, it must be like 20 years now at this point since Pee-wee got busted. So that's in the news. We can talk about that, but of course your calls are the primary element here. So we go to the phones and to the fun. Let's talk to Chris listening in Boston. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Chris. Chris in Boston, going once.
Yeah, hi. I want to talk about how, like the government, man, like, they don't care about, like, if they're outlawing marijuana and, like...
Word on the radio. Sorry about that.
That sounded like the same guy that called in earlier.
Did that sound like the same guy? Yeah, it's only one call per night anyway. So 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Just to remind people listening on the Internet, this is a radio show, and that means we're on over dozens of stations across the country. Over 100 stations take us throughout the week at various different times. And while I personally don't have an objection to somebody using the S word, it doesn't bother me. It does tend to bother advertisers, and it certainly bothers the FCC, and it does bother, the people that program our radio stations that carry the show. So we have to protect those folks and protect their licenses, and that's just
one of
our
responsibilities. And you made an agreement.
Yeah. So that's one of our responsibilities. So if you can say what you want, you can say almost anything that you want to on Free Talk Live, but we do have to stay within those FCC boundaries. So keep that in mind when you call in. Otherwise, it's just not going to get on the air, and then you've wasted your time.
There are four words you can't say, right?
No, there's no specific list of words, but there are words that tend to be considered as profane.
Can you say donkey, but the other one?
Can you say
the
donkey?
The word for donkey.
You can, yes. But you can't say it in, say, a sexual connotation.
Oh.
So, things that are considered obscene are not allowed.
I'm going to be quiet now for
the
rest of the night and practice self-government.
So, we can talk about adult topics. That's not a problem. In fact, I think Free Talk Live is a very mature-oriented talk radio program, and we do discuss a number of adult things on this show. So we can talk about sex, and we can talk about violence. We just have to approach it in a non-pandering sort of a manner, if that makes any sense.
Yes.
855-453, and let's talk about sex. Here's Fred Willard, according to E! Entertainment News and also TMZ.com and about 1,000 other news sources. He has been arrested as of a couple nights ago in an adult movie theater in Hollywood. The Tiki Theater in Hollywood is where he was arrested. He allegedly, according to police, had his penis in his hand.
I think it would be a crime if you were watching porn and you weren't whacking off. What would be the point?
Well, and you mentioned, Michelle, that you saw some news that said there was actually an undercover cop in the movie theater.
Yeah, I got busted in undercover vice.
Yep. Really?
Yeah, really.
I mean, what a lame job.
Can you imagine going and saying, remove your hand from your penis? Ew.
Right. Now, Fred is denying this actually happened. He's saying it's just a false accusation. The city apparently is offering what they call the Alternative Prosecution Program, where he would, enroll in some kind of a two-week-long course that would be related to obeying sexual deviancy laws. And if he enrolls in this course, they'll try to teach him not to play with himself, or at least in public. This isn't really in public. It's in a darkened movie theater. I mean, really? What's the problem here? I didn't understand it when it happened to Paul Rubens back in the 90s, and I still don't understand it today. And I just don't get it. I mean, look, I understand, like, why somebody would be offended if there was some guy who was touching himself in public.
Or like, just a regular movie theater.
Right, or looking, you know, lewdly at somebody and touching himself. That makes sense. That's creepy. That's kind of wrong, but
you're standing outside of a school while kids are playing on a playground.
That's inappropriate.
Yeah, totally.
That, you know, I could understand taking that person away from there.
Yeah.
Although I don't think that there's still a real crime. I mean, it's rude. I mean, it's uncouth. It's something that is unacceptable socially. But ultimately, I think the only way to really solve that problem is to just remove the person from the premises. Hey, buddy. Go in a bathroom or something. Get a room.
Yep.
You don't need to be doing this near the playground. But putting somebody in a cage and forcing everybody to pay for that person's three meals a day and give them a place to sleep, I mean, I'm not interested in paying for that.
Right. I think I'm with Michelle on this. I honestly don't see the point in going and watching porn without doing something like that. So I'm not going to necessarily go to an establishment like that.
Right, because you know that the guy that was sitting in the seat before you is probably doing that.
Yeah,
that's what I don't understand. How do these porn theaters still exist?
Well, I don't see how anybody can go in there and be offended. So I don't understand the need for a state agent.
Well,
to
apparently
be in
the
there.
Only time anyone's ever offended is if it's a state agent that's in there.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Why would anybody sitting in a porno movie theater with other people be shocked and surprised that somebody's furtively moving over off, you know, to the right of their field of vision?
But the guy's 72 years old.
Yeah.
I'm stoked
and he's
that
very
he's
funny,
still
by the way.
Getting it up and everything. Like, go,
I guess,
on.
You know, guys don't lose their sex drive. I mean, I've heard of some horny old dudes before. So, you know, your thoughts are welcome here. If Fred did this, let's presume he did. He's saying he didn't do it. Let's presume that he did. If he did this, what's the crime? Who's the victim? Is the movie theater the victim? I mean,
if
the movie theater had a posted rule,
mm-hmm.
it said there's no masturbating in the theater during the show.
Then it would be a violation of private property.
Exactly.
Right, and he should, when you violate private property rules, the correct answer is to remove someone from the property.
And it would be a
you don't get arrested for walking into Burger King with no shoes on. You just get asked to leave.
It would be a civil matter, not a criminal one.
Right. If the theater believed that he damaged, say, the back of the seat in front of him by staining it or something like that, then you know he might have to pay. He might have to pay for some kind of
new
carpet
covers.
Cleaning mm-hmm. or whatever. So again, what's the crime? Who's the victim? Why can't the vice squad just go and do something else? I mean, because this is ridiculous.
It says here, here's the long and short of it. In California, it's not automatically illegal to masturbate in a public place like a movie theater. It's only illegal if the act occurs within eyeshot. Ew, what's your face doing down there anyway? Of people who might be... I'm so sorry. Okay. Within eyeshot of people who might be offended. Might be offended?
Right.
What are you
in
doing?
In an adult theater.
Theater.
No one is good. No one should be offended by someone playing with themselves in an adult theater.
Triple X. Hardcore porn.
And please, can someone explain to me how this old model, I mean, is the theater full of men in their 70s? Because... doesn't Fred have the internet? I mean, really? Do you need to go to a theater? Is there something about seeing it on a big screen? Is that why?
Oh, maybe getting off in public.
But it's not really in public. You're in a darkened movie theater.
Yeah.
So,
in a place where it's socially acceptable, so if you get off on if you get off on doing it in public, it really wouldn't satisfy.
Yeah, that's not something a flasher's going to do. A flasher's not going to stand in the back of a darkened movie theater and flash himself. No one's going to be paying attention. They're all looking at the screen, except the vice cop, who apparently is eyeballing people's laps.
No, why is that guy getting a salary for sitting in theaters,
in a porn theater,
watching for people masturbating?
Right. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Yeah, I agree. I question the police officer here and why he would choose to accept a job like this. What's wrong with him? What's his sexual deviancy?
Right.
855-450-FREE, SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Your thoughts on the porn movie theaters or whatever's on your mind. Free talk line.
I've been told no in many different ways.
I give you an order.
and you're going to obey him.
Which one are you going to go this way?
You can do that and you have to leave here.
You cannot resign into the rally.
Walk with me.
Well, I'm comfortable here, actually.
Whoa. Hey. Who do you think
you are? Excuse me.
There is no video of my own.
Now, I have work today. This is you ain't going to make. Wait, now. Wait a minute.
Have a funny way of telling people no.
Coming this summer, Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. See the trailer now at victimlesscrimespree.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to camelmilkforsale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's camelmilkforsale.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here toll free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features on the site. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Have you ever gone to an adult movie theater before?
I've
Never even considered it.
Me neither.
I've been to my computer before.
Right.
In the privacy of my own home.
Yeah. I mean, I don't understand the appeal of it. I don't, you know, you're not
I'd be grossed out by the seats and...
Yeah, it seems like it's a skeevy kind of a place. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Maybe they have some really clean adult movie theaters where they're going in there and cleaning up after every single show, but... you know, I just don't get the impression that that would be a really clean kind of place to be.
I don't like strip clubs either. I've been once. I went with my husband
really?
One time. Yeah, because I'm like, okay, well, I'll go check it out.
Kind of scuzzy, right?
Yeah, scuzzy.
Yeah, so we're talking about Fred Willard, who's been busted allegedly for pleasuring himself in a darkened movie theater in L.A., in Hollywood. And so your thoughts are welcome on that, or you can bring up anything you want, 855-450-FREE. I want to also tell you about Freedom's Phoenix. They're uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of freedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. freedomsphoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to freedomsphoenix.com, get signed up for their free daily dispatch. That's freedomsphoenix.com. As we go to your calls, your thoughts are welcome about what you want. It's Robbie listening in Little Rock to XM Satellite Radio's America's Talk. Hey, Robbie.
Hey, on the other theater incident, the one that happened in Aurora, not the one you're talking about.
The theater shooting, right. Yeah, we have been talking about two theater incidents today.
Right. The alleged theater shooting. I don't believe that it happened because there's a sign that says no weapons allowed, so I know that murderers honor signs. So there's no possible way he could have done that.
Right. Yeah, this whole thing's a hoax because no one would have possibly have disobeyed the no weapons rule at the movie theater, right? Yeah.
Correct. So there's no way that that could have happened.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It's foolproof.
Let's just expand on that real quick, Robbie. I mean, obviously, you're tongue-in-cheek there, but it's a good point because, you know, people believe that these rules stop people, whether it's a private rule at the theater or it's the government banning weapons or whatever. It never stops the criminal element. It only stops obedient people. It only stops law-abiding people. They're the ones who are disarming themselves because they want to do what there is being requested of them or, in the case of government, demanded of them. But it doesn't stop the people who have the criminal mindset who are going to do whatever they want to other human beings, regardless of what the law or the rules say.
Right. And the sign actually encourages somebody to come there because it says, well, this is a gun-free zone.
Right. Attack our customers.
Right.
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 And I wanted to bring up another point, too, real quick. We know that Al-Qaeda at the airport, they dress up like little old ladies. They dress up like nuns. They dress up like little children and people in wheelchairs. We know that they do that. So logic would tell us that Al-Qaeda probably also dresses up like police officers. So under the new if you see something, say something rule, if you see a cop carrying a gun at an airport, how do we know that that's not an Al-Qaeda officer?
That's a great point.
Someone as an Al-Qaeda guy, disguising himself as a police officer. So under the see something, say something, I advise people if they see a cop with a gun to report it to the authorities that you saw a man with a gun who looked suspicious.
Yeah, I think
and
it's a great idea.
Just to be safe, that way they can check him out, because we know that Al-Qaeda dresses up like nuns, and they roll through there in wheelchairs, and they come disguised as little children.
So, Robbie, I'd say you're right on it. And I've heard the suggestion before, and it's very good. You know, pick up the phone and call the police on the police. Like, there's a creepy guy driving through my neighborhood. He's staring at people.
Right.
He's got these blue gang colors.
Yeah, he's flashing gang colors, and he's got a weapon.
Or someone driving while looking at their computer and on the phone at the same time.
Right. Yeah, they do that stuff all the time. Robbie, great call, man. Thanks for making it tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. And really, these are the people you really have to be afraid of. I mean, the odds that you'll ever get in an encounter with some sort of real terrorist, as people imagine terrorists, are very, very small. But the odds you'll have an encounter with the police, who really are terrorizing peaceful people out there on a regular basis, are very high in comparison.
Right, and you have to rely on, am I going to run into a good cop, quote-unquote, or a bad cop? today. You know, you don't know. Like, if you don't know the...
Or a good cop doing bad things. I mean, there's only a difference of degrees between what police are willing to do to peaceful people.
Right.
They're arresting peaceful people at all times. And I consider that terrorism. I mean, taking a peaceful person, taking them out of their life, taking them out of their role in society, their job, their career, ruining their family, and just, you know, taking them and putting them in a cage, that hurts. That does a lot of damage to people, and that's terrorism, if you ask me.
Yeah.
It's far more...
Real terrorists.
Right. I mean, these government guys are putting over 800,000 people a year in jail cells just because they had some pot. I mean, that's far more damage than any terrorist has ever done. Ever. 855-453 as we continue here. You can bring up absolutely anything that you want. Fred Willard claiming he did not pleasure himself in the adult theater, which... Why'd you go if you...
Well, were they saying that he fulfilled this or he just had his penis in his
Are you
hand?
Asking whether he climaxed?
Yeah, I mean, like... I mean,
I don't think that,
right, they're just
no,
saying they're just
knows.
Saying that he... I thought it was a lewd act, so it could just be that he was what?
Well, the allegation is that he had his penis in his hand. According to TMZ.com, I guess they've looked at the...
Have you ever watched
report.
A professional baseball game? Those guys have their penis in their hands for half the game.
Yeah, but I guess they're still in their pants, so it's okay.
So oh,
okay.
I wonder if he had climaxed, if they would have charged him with graffiti.
Well,
oh
what
gosh.
Happens if you're in the theater and you never remove your penis from your pants?
You just rub it?
And just, yeah, rub it through your pants. Is that legal? Or is that a lewd act? Is it only a lewd act if you're doing it in someone else's view?
I don't know. Or, I had some of my best make-out sessions in movie theaters when I was a kid.
That stuff happens all the
Friday
time.
Friday the 13th, man, that...
I know that if I'm out in, like, Central Square or something smoking a joint and a cop doesn't see me, yeah, it didn't happen to them.
If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a sound? Let's go continue with you and your thoughts. Let's go to Brian listening in Arkansas to XM Satellite Radio's America's Talk. Hey, Brian.
Hey, guys and gals. Love your show. Listen to it every night. I've
Thank
been
you,
in the Marine Corps quite a few years. Let me throw this scenario out. Now, I am not really a conspiracy theorist, but any time that you throw smoke grenades out, that's a concealment. You have to learn that from somewhere. You just don't, you know, pick that up and go with it.
The internet can teach you everything, though, don't you think?
I don't know. I mean, you possibly, but...
Maybe he learned it from watching Cops.
Yeah, possibly. But,
I mean, that's what they do. They throw smoke grenades into houses and tear gas and things like that. So that's the most common usage of this sort of technology is by the police. I know you're going somewhere with your point, so hang on, Brian. We'll bring you back here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. XM hears the show 2 hours late, so they're just now hearing our first hour where we were talking about the theater shooting, so we're getting a lot of response on that. So we've got two theater topics that are active right now, a theater where there was a violent shooting and a theater where there was a peaceful shooting. 855-450-FREE, SACL CAI toll-free line, free Talk Live.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 800-98-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed?
What if?
What if a crisis of world events caused anarchy?
The time.
The time to prepare yourself and your family for what if is now.
Now,
for a limited time, the Freeze Dry Guy offers all GCN listeners 25% off all Mountain House No. 10 case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to freezedryguy.com and see the variety of our quality Mountain House foods and a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have well in excess of a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals.
The catch?
This 25% off number 10 case lots of Mountain House Foods only lasts through July 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case lot of Mountain House Foods with free shipping to the lower 48. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Hurry, sale ends July 31st.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features that we give to you there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Here with you tonight, it's Ian. Oops, sorry, Bo. Try that again.
And Bo.
And Michelle.
All right. So Bo's here, by the way, from VictimlessCrimeSpree.com. He is the editor of Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. And, in fact, by the end of the show tonight, we're going to announce the new trailer, which will be available for you to view publicly online. So that's pretty exciting. It is in the process of being processed on YouTube as we speak. So we'll let you know when and where you can go and see that. 855-450-FREE is the number. Of course, you can bring up anything you want. Also, want to invite you over to listen.freetalklive.com. You get tuned into live streams there. We've got broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the program, and they're all available free to you. In fact, you can listen in whatever way you want, on your computer, on your mobile device. Of course, there's also over 100 great radio stations that air the show on AM and FM throughout the country. In addition to that, satellite listening choices include XN Satellite Radio, where we're heard on two different channels throughout the week. We also have our free-to-air KU-band satellite channel, the webcam, and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. All the details are over at listen.freetalklive.com. As we go back to the phones here, we lost, I believe, the last gentleman that we had on the line. So let's go to Jay, listening in Albuquerque, also listening to XM's America's Talk. Jay, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
I'm a vet of 10 years, and I was deployed twice to Iraq and everything. But this gun shooting incident in Colorado, it kind of concerns me because they have that small arms treaty that they're going to sign. Do you think this would be like maybe a false flag?
Who knows if it's a false flag? First of all, I'm glad you're back. I'm glad you're safe, and that's great.
From being in the military. Well, yeah. When you say the small arms treaty, what is that?
Well, Obama wants to sign that as a small arms treaty to
with the UN.
Yeah, it's a UN resolution.
Start regulating.
Well, aren't they already regulated? I mean, guns are heavily regulated in this country. So, what's the proposal exactly?
Well, all handguns confiscated. To make everyone have some more security. I mean, you know, we do false flags all the time. That's all come to light, you know.
Wait a minute, I'm confused. Michelle, you just said that they're going to ban all
firearms. Mm-hmm.
Is that what you've heard, Jay?
Yes, I have.
Wow.
If you
That's
just look up, you just Google, yeah, it's right there.
Small arms treaty. Yeah, certainly this will become something that will be an issue likely at the election. The candidates will likely be posturing on this. And obviously if they ban firearms, it's pretty scary.
Yeah, but I mean, both candidates in general are all about gun control. You got Obama and you know, I mean, the presumptive candidate, whatever, Romney, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're both playing into Goldman Sachs and the globalist, you know.
Good thoughts, Jay. Anything else you want to share tonight?
No, that's it.
Appreciate hearing from you, and I expect that people hopefully won't turn their guns in if they just go ahead and ban them and then let them try to confiscate them all. Good luck to that, because there are a whole lot of guns in this country, and it's going to be very difficult for them to get their hands on all of them. Thanks for the call, Jay.
You know, look at what they did with Katrina. I mean, they just went
door to door.
Door to door, and you know, with that threat of force, and they come to your home, and there are one to five of you,
yeah.
Not like, you know, and if there's two of them, and they've got not only the gun in their hand, they've got the law behind them that's going to uphold whatever it is that they do to you.
I think this is why it's such a great thing to be in close-knit communities like what's spawning from the Free State Project.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just being around people who are self-sufficient and responsible and clear and level-headed.
And people who are willing to respond to a situation. So if something like this were to happen here, then it would just be a matter of a phone call going out to the activist community, to like the Porcupine 411 system, where you leave a message and it's delivered to hundreds of recipients, and then people, if they're available, can come out and respond in person to a situation that's going down. And, you know, that could make things very difficult for them. I don't advocate violence in response to violence. I advocate peace. So, you know, that's why I sat in front of a police car once when they were trying to kidnap a friend of mine in the local park for having an open container of alcohol. And if more people would take peaceful, nonviolent, disobedient actions that are non-cooperative, it could really put, you know, gum up the works of a gun confiscation without actually resorting to violence, which, of course, is exactly what they want you to do. Then you're playing into their hand. They've trained for violence. They're prepared for that. And they're itching, likely, to use violence against you. And that would give them the excuse.
I love this quote Murray Rothbard wrote in the introduction to Étienne de la Boétie's The Politics of Obedience.
That's a great little pamphlet.
Yes. Mass civil disobedience, being a direct act on the part of large masses of people, is far more revolutionary in launching a transformation of the system itself. It is also more elegant and profound in theoretical terms, flowing immediately as it does from La Boétie's insight about power necessarily resting on popular consent. For then, the remedy to power is simply to withdraw that consent.
Say no in mass.
Right.
And that's one of the reasons why I do those things. People will say to me, like, well, Ian, we need you on the air. It's so important to have you on the air. And I'm glad that you like the show, and I appreciate people that, you know, enjoy hearing me on the show. Thanks for that. But if I don't do what I'm advocating, then that makes me a hypocrite. And I want people to be able to see that, hey, it's not the end of the world if you engage in non-cooperation. If you are peacefully non-cooperating, peacefully engaging in civil disobedience, you can really contribute to, you know, jamming up the system and contribute, I think, to a positive change, especially the more people that do it. So I think it's really important for people to do those things, which is why I do them. Let's go and continue, though, with you and your thoughts. Michael's in Texas, in McAllen. You're on Free Talk Live, Michael.
And yes, hi. Good evening. I really very much appreciate what y'all do.
Welcome, sir.
I live down here on the Mexican border, and something that's infuriated so many people is this the U.S. Justice Department, the ATF, sending thousands of weapons, automatic weapons, grenades into the hands of the drug cartels in Mexico.
Fast and furious.
And, yeah, fast and furious, and that's become, you know, it's put Eric Holder on, well, he should be arrested and for, you know, covering this up and put out of office, but
I guess that's not going to happen.
And he was responsible for someone, really indirectly, but still responsible for someone being killed with one of those guns. So
one of their own agents,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, and thousands of Mexicans, even good Mexican citizens.
Sure, but I mean, these cartels are ruthless.
Yeah, we used to go to Mexico all the time, Saturday night, Friday night. Now nobody goes over there, and it's just really become like going into a war zone. But
well, right, and the federal government's at fault, you know, from the origin of all this, because they are the ones who prohibited the drugs in the first place. And had they not prohibited drugs, then all of the drugs that are crossing the border right now would not be, you know, if there were any drugs crossing the border, then they would be doing it legally. You know, if marijuana were coming across the border, it would be coming across openly. There would be no need to hide it, so therefore criminals wouldn't need to be involved. And certainly more dangerous criminals get involved as the danger level increases, you know, with higher, deadly drugs, that sort of thing. Methamphetamine, for instance, so you get a really much more dangerous criminal element than those that are involved in the marijuana trade. But all of this happens as a consequence to prohibition. And so they created the problem in the first place, and now they're feeding that problem by sending guns over there. So they're exacerbating it.
Well, I am very much in tune with the alternative media, and the person that called in before, there's a lot of very credible evidence, and there's documents that have been leaked that show that what the Justice Department is trying to do is to create an international anger towards the American Second Amendment, so that we would sign on to these UN treaties to ban firearms in this country.
It's a reasonable theory. But, Michael, thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Moments remain. Coming up, your chance to get on. We'll be able to sneak you in if you make the call now. 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing. Eliminate the craving for carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy, and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the elimination of pain and bloating after 1 month, as well as an improvement in strength, energy, and blood sugar. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old. It is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The man who predicted the fall of communism is now predicting the fall of capitalism. He's dined with the Rockefellers, hung out with the Clintons, banged heads with the Beltway, and inspired companies, movements, and empires that have brought forth revolutionary change. He sat shoulder to shoulder with figures like George Bush Sr., Steve Forbes, Margaret Thatcher, and Boris Yeltsin, to name but a few. And his volume of work set out his groundbreaking financial newsletter, Strategic Investment, was so far ahead of its time, it helped transform not just the fates and fortunes of thousands of investors, but also the fates and fortunes of entire nations. For the first time in 17 years, he's back once again with his first controversial video presentation. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch him reveal a landmark development, which he believes will set off the most violent economic reversal in history, one that carries the power to bring down the entire capitalist system. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch his controversial video before the powers that be wipe it from the internet. Again, it's www.fallofcapitalism.com.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is that men are losing libido, or sexual desire, especially if you're a man over 40. The problem could be declining testosterone levels. Remember, it's testosterone that makes a man in every way. That's why we created T-Gen. T-Gen is an all-natural formula with ingredients proven to boost your own testosterone. Optimum testosterone levels mean better mood, energy, and of course, better sex life. Here's Gina from California.
My husband tried 1 month of T-Gen, and we both noticed his desire increased right away. He felt the difference in his energy level. I certainly liked the other effects it had on him. Great product.
And now for the first time, you can try T-Gen absolutely free for 30 days. Just pay shipping today and see the incredible results for yourself. Call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941. T-Gen works, or you simply don't pay. For your 30-day free trial, call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain, but enough time for you and your thoughts. If you make the call now at 855-453, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. And by the way, if you wanted to hear more of those 100 reasons, there was no way we'd be able to touch on them all in this show. The 100 reasons that Barack Obama is basically George Bush 2.0. 100 ways he's just like George W. Bush. You can go to humblelibertarian.com to get the full list, and I will post that with the show prep tonight over at bbs.freetalklive.com. So go to bbs.freetalklive.com. There's a show notes section there where you can link to some of the stuff we've been talking about. So 855-450-FREE is the number here. And don't forget, you can also support Free Talk Live by shopping with us. You go to shop.freetalklive.com. You'll find links to Amazons, different Amazons for different countries. So there's Amazon US, Amazon Canada, Amazon UK. You click into the right Amazon for you and get your shopping taken care of and get the stuff you want delivered to your door. Once again, that's shop.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through those links, Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price. It's a great way for you to get what you want and help Free Talk Live at the same time. Let's go to Brian in Arkansas. Brian, you called earlier, is that right?
Yes, sir.
All right, you're back. Go ahead.
Sorry about that. I ran out of cell phone power.
Understood. If you ever have a cell phone error, you can always call back. Normally it's a one call per night limit, but if there's a technical difficulty, obviously we're going to waive that rule. So go ahead with your thoughts.
Oh, thank you. His action of violence and the speed of action. I mean, this guy, why was he so quick? Why did he have body armor? And why did he have smoke grenades? This guy was not alone. This was a well-planned-out, well-thought-out action of violence.
You don't think somebody could have done this on their own?
I don't understand why they would have.
Here's why. Why did he need a gas mask?
He had smoke grenades.
Yeah, obviously, if you've never, ever, ever planned anything like that, you've had to smell that smoke. All right?
Well, if he was planning on rolling smoke grenades into the theater, then it would make sense to have a gas mask on, I would think. I mean,
to you and I, but if you're going to commit that act of violence, that would be the last thing you would plan.
Why?
Now, I'm sorry, I'm playing muck right now. There's a lot of things that are just not adding up to the way this guy...
Why would... Hold on. Here's my confusion, Brian. You're saying you and I would have the forethought to wear a gas mask. Why wouldn't he?
Well, here's my... If you've never smelled the smoke, which I have smelled it many times, you don't know how hard that smoke is. I mean, you don't know if it just trickles out. You know,
I agree with you. There was a plan involved here, but I don't think that there necessarily was anyone else involved in that plan. I mean, if he had two smoke grenades, he probably had more than two that he tested maybe at his in the woods or wherever. Who knows how much planning he put into this? Maybe he was well aware of how that smoke smelled, and that's what prompted him to get the gas mask. Or maybe he just thought in advance, I think I'd rather have a gas mask if I'm going to do this.
No, I haven't read that.
I'll give you that point. But if you're going to commit such a heinous act of violence, why didn't he start taking down cops? I mean, A, he had, you know, he was loaded to the hilt.
I don't think you can pretend that as a rational person you can understand what a psychopath does. Yeah.
Well, what you're referring to, Brian, is the fact that he was taken without incident. He was at in a parking lot. The police arrested him. He did not shoot at the cops. And I think you're asking a good question. Why didn't he continue, you know, blasting away? Why just focus on the theater and not try to preserve his own safety as far as the police? You know, obviously he knew they were going to take him and put him in a cage, and he must have known that wasn't going to result in good things for him. So why did he just stop the shooting there? Maybe he ran out of ammo.
Well, I mean, if he planned a smoke grenade and a mask, I mean, surely he planned to reload.
Indeed, I would think he would have. Well, yeah, I would think he would have had to have reloaded to shoot 60 plus people.
And here's another point. I don't, and I'm not saying that it was a government thing. I'm not, but it could have been a George Soros thing. It could have been any other random, you know. Get out, yeah, we want to stop all guns, you know, group to commit this act of violence. But this was.
That's a conspiracy theory.
But
I mean, to think that the anti-gun groups are going to hire some guy to who, by all indications, had a successful life ahead of him. I mean, he was a successful medical student, as far as I could tell, and he quit medical school. So, I mean, the dude would have, it would seem to have had something to live for, and then all of a sudden...
He was handsome, too.
So, yeah, a lot of it, you're right, though, it doesn't add up. I mean, one thing's for sure, we're probably going to find out more because the guy's still alive. So, unlike a lot of these situations where the assailant takes their own life at the very end of the massacre, this guy is alive and he's in police custody. So, there will be questions
asked.
Well,
that's just it. I mean, 99% of the time, they're offing themselves before you can get any answers. This guy left that chapter open.
I guess we are going to find out the remainder of the story, or at least some more of it. And Brian, thanks for the thoughts and asking those questions. I think they're good questions. Thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE. Ed's in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Bo, and Michelle.
How y'all doing?
Hey, Ed.
Hey, I want to bust Michelle. She is making just false statements. The New Orleans cops, five of them were sentenced. Four were sentenced between 38 and 65 years.
Which cops are we talking about here?
The New Orleans police after Katrina. All that stuff's a sham.
What?
About the people and all that. The cops were shit.
Wait a minute. Which cops? Which cops?
The New Orleans
Katrina?
Police Department.
You going to bust me?
But
what are you going to bust me for?
Which cops? I mean, I didn't hear anything about the cops that were confiscating weapons being sentenced. It was the cops that beat a man that were sentenced.
No, it was the cops that shot people.
I said nothing
they
about that. I was
two.
Talking about no. Yeah. I was talking about people having their guns confiscated. So if you're going to call and bust my chops about something, at least get your facts right about what I said and don't misquote me.
What did I miss? I told you everything I told you was a fact.
I recall what she was talking about before. She was talking about police coming into people's houses and stealing their weapons.
Well, they didn't do that either.
Well, they did.
They did. I saw video footage of it.
Well, no, I mean, how many times did that happen?
Several. They went door to door.
Ed,
they went door to door and they confiscated people's weapons. They attacked an old lady.
They called it martial law, and that gave them the power to go into people's houses.
Nothing happened to them, though.
Nothing did happen to them.
I'm telling you, five of them just got sent to prison.
No, not the ones that were confiscating weapons, Ed. I think we're talking past each other here.
Well, hold it. The ones that shot people did.
Right. That's fine, but Michelle wasn't talking about those people. She wasn't talking about those cops. You talking about the ones on the bridge? You talking about the cops on the bridge?
Right, the Danziger Bridge shooting. Yeah. They were sentenced to 38 to 65 years. And if the cops went in their house,
but Ed, she wasn't talking about that.
How are they going to be charged when they were doing what their bosses told them by law?
Well, right. I mean, they weren't charged. I mean, it was outrageous that they were taking people's guns away from them.
Right, and then the other thing she was saying about the International Gun Ban Treaty, how ridiculous a statement that is. You have to have two-thirds of the Senate and House to approve that. And
well, you
Supreme
just
Court's
spanked me, didn't you
guns.
There, sugar?
Well, Obama didn't go get permission from anybody to send us all into war, right?
Right.
Right. So do you think they're going to get permission from the people?
Just like Ian said, how they couldn't even possibly do it. And then another thing.
They're not going to ask you permission or ask your representatives permission. They're just going to come in and do it if they're going to do it.
Well, does the whole Congress have to sign a treaty from the UN? I don't know how the UN treaties work.
The Senate is the only one. The only one is able to make treaties. Congress.
And look, hey, we're the only ones that won't get sentenced by the International Court. You know why, don't you? It has to be unanimous. So the United States to get some little country to agree with them and say, okay, that's why none of our presidents are held accountable by international law. And then you have people that say they're against international law.
No, FoxNews.com, and he got his news on FoxNews.com where it says right there that it is unlikely to ever see the two-thirds majority necessary to be ratified in the Senate. Let me tell you something about ratification, et cetera. That Judge Roberts, who just signed, was the deciding vote for the Obamacare, which I should be calling it by its proper name, but we'll just say Obamacare for right now. He held up that it was lawful and constitutional, and he called it a tax. Well, guess what? That bill originated in the Senate. Congress is the one that's supposed to create taxes and stuff. So right there, that's a recent and blatant disregard for the Constitution. So if you're going to spank me, you better bring your A game, buddy.
Thanks, Ed.
You didn't refute anything I said, factually.
Well, Ed, we did refute the claim that the cops were sentenced. The cops that raided people's homes for guns were not the same cops that were on the bridge. So we were miscommunicating, I think, on that. But thanks for the call tonight. We're out of time. Back tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com and visit victimlesscrimesfree.com here in a little bit for the latest trailer.
Hey, college students. The Independent Institute in Oakland, California is putting on the Challenge of Liberty seminar this summer. You can spend a week connecting with other liberty-minded students from around the world, attending seminars with libertarian luminaries, and grappling with pressing issues facing the world's economy and its people. Go to seminar.freetalklive.com. It's $195 for the class and $300 for the room and meals at the beautiful Notre Dame de Namur University in Belmont, California. Seminar.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsofliberty.com. At sonsofliberty.com.